Good afternoon. Well, the Australian share market finished significantly lower today. In fact, the ASX 200 was down 148 points. That's a decline of 2.5%. Worst day we've had in a fortnight, but the ASX 200 also finishing at the worst levels of the day as well. So we were pushing 6,000 points earlier this week. Now the market is back around 5,800 points. So this decline, well and truly enough to wipe out the 0.5% improvement that was recorded over the prior four trading days. And it highlights perhaps that the market has been running out of steam a bit in the past couple of weeks, especially with the lack of fresh good news coming through the market in recent times, but also the fact that we've had a 35% advance in the market in the past 3 months alone. So still quite sensitive to a decline, and plenty of reasons that you could pin this to. Last night we had some record numbers when it comes to COVID-19. The US recorded actually its largest one-day increase in COVID-19 cases so far. Australia posted its biggest one-day spike in the past 2 months, and Victoria recorded 33 cases overnight, and yesterday rather, and that compares to about 20 cases a day earlier. Secondly, the International Monetary Fund, which is one of the more respected forecasters of what growth might look like, certainly flagged a deeper recession for the global economy, which never helps. And then thirdly, the US also has been, it seems, threatening some potential tariffs on not only the UK, but also some countries in the European Union as well. So that's all the market needs at the moment. So across the market, we had all 12 sectors pulling back. We had the biggest contributors, I guess, to the pullback, the financials and the materials. They actually accounted for about half of the market's total losses. So the big banks were down by as much as 3.5%. Westpac and the NAB, the worst performers in that space. Now, there were a few winners about, but not too many. You had to look quite hard to find them. In fact, just eight of the 200 largest stocks improved today. BWP Trust was one of them. This is a company that leases out sites to Bunnings. It trades ex-dividend early next week. It rose. Hutchison was another. It owns part of Vodafone Australia. It rose about 6%. And this is a day after TPG shareholders approved the merger between both organisations. And also CSL was up 0.5%. It struck a deal with a Dutch company which provides it exclusive rights for a potential treatment for those suffering from haemophilia. A2 Milk and ResMed also improved today, but there were plenty of losers. Some of the worst were actually travel stocks again. So Flight Centre was the worst on the ASX 200, down about 11%, and Webjet also down in the order of 8% by the end of the day. So you could blame that partly perhaps on the COVID-19 situation, which is worsening, but also the fact that Qantas came out with an update today and entered a trading halt. So Qantas unveiled a three-year strategy. The idea behind this is to cut costs by $15 billion over that period. This, of course, because of the COVID-19's devastating impact on travel overall. So included in this strategy will be job cuts, around 6,000 of them, the grounding of about 100 aircraft for about 12 months. It's also going to raise about $1.9 billion in coming days, which is a reason why it was in a halt today. It did flag expectations of what profits might look like to investors today, essentially saying that it's likely to either break even or come out with a very small profit result over the year. And while that doesn't sound too bad, keep in mind that this is really being carried by the first half of the year, where it made, you know, close to $800 million in the first half. It also announced its plans to revoke its interim dividend on the 19th of March. It basically deferred that. Now they've made a decision to scrap that altogether. So we'll have to wait and see how Qantas reacts to all of this. It's already down about 40% since the start of this year, but it was a reason why we had many of these travel stocks perhaps falling back quite significantly. Outside of that, look, tonight we don't have too much out, but there will be an update on economic growth out of the US for the March quarter, which will certainly receive plenty of attention. The Aussie dollar finally a bit softer today at 68.6 US. Enjoy the evening.